I know there's probably been some times in your life that they feel surreal when you look back at them. Not in the good kind of way, and I know how that feels. I know what it's like. You feel like your life isn't in your control sometimes, and especially in terms of abuse, where you feel like you couldn't have done anything better, but you know deep in your heart, you wonder those what-if situations of feeling like you could have done something. That contradiction of knowing, that hate of powerlessness, that feeling when you feel like your entire life just shattered right then and there. I know how unbelievably painful that is. I know because I've been there. It's not something anybody likes to remember, but it's reality. We all face it. We face the realities of abuse, of terrible things that may or may not have happened to us. And I think sometimes we chalk it up to a bad dream. But the thing is, the less you acknowledge it, I know sometimes that's a comfort for people when they're not ready to handle it. I did that for so many years. I spent my life trying to pretend it was nothing, make excuses for it, make all sorts of admittances to myself that I could have done something better, something different. A million times I ran that situation through my mind. But at the end of the day, it's always the fault of the abuser, the one who puts you in that situation, and damn them for it. Anyone, not just you, nobody deserves to be abused physically, mentally, sexually, or otherwise. And I hate that it happens. I hate that the world is even that kind of place to begin with. It's shitty. You know, it's terrible. Words can't even really describe it. How it feels like you lose a sliver of yourself, but it feels like it's a whole giant piece of yourself. Like your heart is broken like a glass mirror. Like everything is disheveled and the ground below you might as well be the sky that you're falling into. And I know it's hard. It's really hard. It's so incredibly hard sometimes that you might feel like it's not worth it, but it is. And you know, I know it's not good to focus on spite, but I know I have in the past viewed it that way. I thought if I live happily, if I get that fairy tale ending of living a life in spite of the abuse, in spite of the trauma, in spite of the peace that I lost of myself in that moment, if I could put a new piece, build up myself up again from that shattered tower of cards that I built, then I could make it even better. Then I could show those damn abusers what it means to not let them win. And I know it's more than that, and you should never simplify it and make it some petty reason like getting back to them, but whatever reason you can find to go on, to keep going, I'm here for you. You're not alone. I know it's sad to think that it happens to others, but it does sometimes. I'm not saying to compare scars, because every hurt is valid, every scar is valid, and everyone goes through their own trauma and dark times. I know what it feels like in so many ways. You know, life is exactly what they make it out to be. It's neither good nor evil. It is entirely what we can make of those bad things defines us. And I will never call you weak. I'll never call you weak in a million years, because you're not. Just like I'm not. And that's hard to admit sometimes, because we like to demonize ourselves to make those situations seem like they're our fault. At least I do. So many times. I've looked back and I see a lot of my trauma in you, and I wish I could take it away. I wish I could go back and stop it from ever happening. I think everybody wishes for that. Everyone who's been a victim of trauma wishes for that so badly that it makes their skin crawl. It makes a shiver go down your spine. It makes you clench your hands until you barely feel your fingers. Even then, it's okay. It's gonna be okay. I promise it's okay. Come here. It must have been tough. Tougher than words, tougher than tough. What does that say about you that you're still here right now? You're here in my arms and you could still do even better. You don't have to let it run your life. And I know how much that's asking of you, and I know how impossible it feels, and I know how much it's easy to get caught in a moment, in a year, in a single second. Your life can be stuck in that moment. And at some point, we all have to choose. Are we going to live the rest of our lives in regret that it happened? Or champion it? Go past that hurt, even if it's never fully away. If we don't give it that power inside of us, like a demon that's welling up, like some sort of cancerous growth, it feels that way, doesn't it? Like it's sapping away your happiness, and whenever you have a good day, it slaps you in the face and reminds you, coming back like a surreal second. But even then, don't give up. You're so much more than your trauma. You are so much more than the hurt. You're everything more than that. I know that it must have been tough. It sure was for me. And I can't even begin to tell you that it just goes away now. I don't think anybody gets that lucky, but we have each other, and sometimes you can even use your trauma, your pain, in an artistic way, or a way that is constructive instead of destructive, because it's so easy to get caught in that loop of self-destruction, self-loathing, self-hate. I've done it for the better part of my life. I still do it to this day. And if you think that I'm better than you for some reason, I'm not. I'm not. I still struggle tooth and nail through the dirt and grunge of failing again and again to forget things I wish I could. And it still stresses me out, but I can say that at least to a certain extent I'm healing, and you can too. You're not hopeless. You're not too far gone, and you're not gonna give up. Listen to me. Don't you ever even think about letting those dark thoughts win. It's okay to cry. It's okay to lose yourself, because if I'm honest, certain times it's impossible not to. I think about it too much, and I'm sure you do too, by the look in your eyes. And I can see you, and I know it might seem cheesy to say that, but I really feel it. I feel that moment, that haunting in your eyes, and I want more than anything in this world to take it away. But that's not what either of us can do, and I know you want the same. You're so kind, you're so beautiful, so brave, so cool, if I'm honest. You're fantastic. And I couldn't imagine that these faults, these difficulties could ever truly stop you in your wake. You're more than your trauma, so much more. And you've become a person so much better than you could be if you let that govern your life. I know it might not seem like you've made a lot of progress, but I'm so proud of you for making any attempt at fighting this. Because it's so hard. It's so hard. And for anyone who tells you that your pain is invalid, no matter how small it is, by their standards, everyone is different. Everyone has their demons and things that haunt them and things that will always haunt them. But even if it's there, we can heal. We can heal and not let it govern our lives. We can move forward and not let that abuse be what defines us. You're more than that, more than your scars, and I think your scars are beautiful. Beautiful because you are cool, because you are amazing, because you are, and I know maybe all of this sounds like every other thing you've ever heard about this, but I don't want you to think these words aren't straight from my heart, because they are. I love you from the bottom of my heart, and I could never, ever have made it through the darkest times of my life without the help that you've given me, the kindness you've given me. You've saved me more times than I could count, and I want to do the same for you. It's what you deserve. So much. So much more to you. It's okay. You're gonna be just fine. Even if we're never completely healed. Maybe someday we will. We never give up on that, right? That's the spirit. I love seeing your smile, you know. I love it most of all when I can wipe those tears away and make your day feel just a little special. Even if it's just a bit. I love you. And I believe in you. I'm proud of you. And you'll never be alone. Never. Not even once. Okay? You're gonna be okay. We're gonna be okay. Got it? I love you so much. Thank you for being you. Thank you for being so brave, and thank you for listening.